This is your Attitash Race League Report with Corey Madden.
Here we go, talking about week two of the Attitash Race League. Corey, welcome back.
Good morning, Gino. Great to see you again.
Good morning, you as well. So how was it?
Week two was just phenomenal. The skiing is second
to
none. This is just absolutely unprecedented, incredible. I mean, temperatures, Mother Nature's helped us out, but the snowmaking, the grooming, those guys are out there working all, you know, round the clock.
Sure.
And our mountain is very close to 100% open. Wow. Before Martin Luther King weekend, whereas usually by February vacation, we're getting to that point. So we are just on pace to get everything, you know, 100% by the time that we hit Martin Luther King weekend.
And the cold temperatures have to help that out,
the cold
right?
temperatures have been awesome,
it has
yes.
to be good.
You know, Monday morning we got out there and there was a little bite to the air, but it was it was, you know, a day of training. So we set the course and did some work around the, you know, little maintenance, you know, keep everything up to spec as far as what goes on for Attitash Race League and our weekly events that go on up there. We just had a You Go Girl race this past weekend. 101 racers came out for to support Jen's friends and come out for a fun race on last Saturday. So that was good stuff.
Very good.
Great to see everybody out there. We had 93 racers yesterday. Last week we had 87. So like I was saying last week, you know, this is kind of how it goes. You know, you get through the week one and, you know, you start getting people to come out a little bit more every week and it's awesome. So everybody had a great time yesterday. So week two goes to Ace Tarberry. He talked Tim Sim yesterday. Tim had a great couple runs, second place for him, but it was a great race, great course. We had a guest course setter, my guy that works for me, Adam Lanzalotti. I've been kind of releasing the reins to him a little bit. You know, somebody else is gonna be
once
able
in
to
a while,
once
right?
In a
sure.
while. So I took a little course setting clinic, and they said one of the big pointers was, don't feel like you're the only one that can set.
Right.
let it release it to your team and just see how they perceive it. You know, I definitely guided him along quite a bit, but he set a phenomenal course. Everybody was psyched about it.
Nice.
The conditions held up. The course held up really good. So, so it was a good day.
It's a good turnout for the Attitash Race League.
Yep.
Is there still time when it comes to the future? I know next week you guys aren't having the league. So what is going on with that?
Yeah, so next week we're off because of the Super G's. We have the U16s and everybody coming in next week. So, but you do have time to sign up next week, and you can also sign up on the third week. So technically, our third week will be from 2 weeks from now.
Right,
so,
of course.
So you have plenty of time to sign
up. So there's still time. I just want to make sure.
If you're still hanging on the fence, come on out and check it out. Stop into guest services, sign up. Plenty of time to, you know, gain points and still be competitive for the season for you, your team. There's still teams looking for spots to fill. So there's teams of six. So and it doesn't matter. You don't have to come in with a full team, but you come in as an individual. I want to give a shout out to the ski school. They actually put together a team. Adam DeLonis headed that up, but a bunch of newbies coming in. It's awesome to see all the new faces and young faces too.
Right.
Damian Dry just shows up yesterday. He's got a 30 meter radius ski, which is, you know, a little straighter than normal, and he's out there with a scuba suit on. So he's up
quite
there
the sight,
giving us the hang 10, you know, sign, and it was pretty awesome. So
very good. So plenty of time to sign up. Of course, you can get more details through Corey at over at Attitash, which brings us to the weekend. Like you said, you have a big weekend coming up, lots to go through. Corey has a full list in front of him. So what can we expect?
It's a bit of a mouthful, but we got a lot of stuff going on. So we've got at Attitash, we have a rail jam going on. The L Bean Bootmobile is going to pay visit. If you haven't seen the L.L. Bean Bootmobile, it's pretty awesome. It's one of the L.L. Bean boots, and it's actually a vehicle.
Wow, nice.
So check them out. You have a chance to win $300 gift certificate. Enter to win a $300 gift certificate. Ross at Livermore is going to be playing the Après Ski 2:30 to 5:30. Pat Foley is going to be playing in the Den from 2 to 4:30. We have fireworks by Atlas. Joshua Tree, the U2 cover band, is playing for our After Dark. So that's an 8 to 11, 21 plus show. Come check it out. And then we move into Sunday. And this is going to be weather permitting. So hold on. You know, just keep an eye on the website. But looks like we're getting some snow Saturday into Sunday, hopefully.
Of course. Welcoming with open arms that snow.
If we end up with a foot or two of snow, then we're not going to host the You Go Girl race. But right now, scheduled is a You Go Girl race for for Sunday. And Indy 617, it's a radio promo. They'll be giving away a ton of stuff up in Ptarmigan's Pub. And Jonathan Sardi be playing in the Den.
Wow.
And that's not
and that's not everything.
It's Two Mountain Experience here, you know? So you got to remember our
sister. Of course, it's always a two-for-one deal over at Attach and Wildcat, for
sure.
Oh,
yeah, Wildcat, we have Friday. Pat Foley's playing solo in the pub. On Saturday, we have the Gravel Project coming. And Sunday, Riley Parkhurst, we're just talking about her. She's just a rock star.
Phenomenal
She's
act
awesome.
Here.
And L. Bean Bootmobile will be visiting Wildcat on Sunday. It's Martin Luther King, long weekend, a lot of stuff going on. You got to have a little bit of something at each one of the resorts.
For sure.
And just want to mention, we did say that there is no racing next Tuesday, but if you're a Tuesday Race League pass holder only, then you can ski on Tuesday at Attitash or Wildcat on your Tuesday Race League pass. So after this snow, you might want to be going to check out Wildcat.
That fresh snow, put that to good use.
Either or. big shout out to all of our sponsors, of course. We had our Tuckerman Après Ski, gave away a bunch of stuff yesterday afternoon, Tuckerman Brewing. Serving up some IPAs and some pale ales. And then we had Midas North Conway, Ron and Kelly. Go check them out. They are awesome. They are total auto care. It's not just a muffler place.
No.
It's everything.
Great
tires,
people too.
Soup to nuts for them, those guys. Those guys are awesome. Andy's Ski Shop, big supporters. EMS with Mike Sconces, Eno Hammocks and Headlamps, and SkiChair.com. We gave away a shot ski yesterday, so put that to good use later on that evening. But good times.
Excellent. Good. For full details about all of this, you can go to Attitash.com and SkiWildcat.com, too, for all the heads up on what's going on for Wildcat Mountain. Lots to do this weekend. No excuse not to come on out.
No excuse.
From fireworks to music to skiing and après ski, I mean, you can't complain.
You don't necessarily have to slide down the hill or rail jam or you go girl race. Après ski is just as good as skiing.
And so, it's a community effort. That's what's so much fun.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Corey, thanks for coming in. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Sounds,
thank you, Dino.
Sounds good. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.